No, the radio has always been celebrated for its excellence. But there's a campus and community radio station by the name of CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And like the best radio, it is passionate and it is personal.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Kits Temple here. I'm here to tell you, today I'm not here. Yes, this is an encore presentation. We're actually going to have a couple of Little Big Tent episodes. That's our Tuesday show where we take a romp through the jazz century one decade at a time. So stay tuned for the first of our 1950s programs and then the first of the 1960s, taking you back to January and February of this year for some of the best players and performances of those decades. And after this show, it's Kelly Hughes and the Ivory Tower at 1 p.m., Eclectic Residence at 3, and Star Road Junction at 4. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks' time when I shall return live and in person. And now here comes some of the greatest jazz from the 1950s and 1960s. It's Little Big Tent in the Temple Tent Revival.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Kits Temple here to tell you about a couple of lunchtime shows on 95.9 that might just satisfy your listening appetite. Every second Tuesday from noon to 1, take a bounce through the jazz century in Little Big Tent, where we celebrate the past 100 years, one decade per month all this school year. Grab an LBT for your Tuesday lunch, Little Big Tent with me, Kits. And every other weekend, it's the usual unusual at the Temple Tent Revival. Saturdays, 11 to 1, a truly eclectic 2 hours of timely topics treated in titles, tunes, and texts, contemporary and vintage from anywhere and everywhere. Hope you'll have lunch soon with me, Old Kits, on 95.9 FM campus and community CKUW.ca. You know what that means? It's time again for Little Big Tent. We're in the 1950s. Well, not with this particular bit of theme music, nor with the Guy Lombardo theme music that's also coming right up. So stay tuned. We're going to forge ahead into something absolutely new. If you were here in December, tuned into the 40s, or if you were here last weekend, Saturday, for Temple Tent Revival, we revived the 20s and 30s. Well, more about that later. And just keep your ears wide open, because that's what's going to happen to the jazz. It's about to burst wide open. We're going to burn. burst on the scene very, very soon with Bud Powell. The Bud Powell Trio with Get Happy. Coming right up. Little Big Tent. It's 4 minutes after noon, by the way. 12 o'clock noon on Tuesday. Just checking. Did you get it? The 9th. Tuesday, the 9th of January, 2024. Happy New Year. We're back. We're moving forward one decade at a time.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon. It's 12:16. No, maybe it's 12:17, and you're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus and Community Radio, coming to you from Treaty 1 territory here at the University of Winnipeg in the heart of Treaty 1 in downtown Winnipeg, Canada. And let us acknowledge that Treaty 1 is the ancestral territories and homelands of the Anishinaabe, the Innu Nihoyak or Cree, the Oji-Cree, the Dene and Dakota or Nakota peoples, and the homeland, too, of the Red River Métis Nation, birthplace of the Red River Métis Nation. They're the most recent treaty signers in these parts as well. We're all treaty people here in Manitoba, and this is where we're coming to you from, Winnipeg, Mancan. I'm Kitz of the Temple Tent Revival, too, which recently has flipped the switch. We're reviving Little Big Tent on Saturdays as well. Another lunchtime show. It's 11 to 1 on every other Saturday. This coming Saturday is Nicole and the Electric Chair. Just like next Tuesday at this time, come back for Laura and the Reminder. What a great show that is, too. So it's variety all the time on CKUW, and in the Temple Tent Revival is normally variety, but here in Little Big Tent, we're looking at the jazz century, 100 years of jazz recordings, jazz broadcasts. We're taking it one decade at a time. Every month gets its own decade. So here we are in January, and it's the 1950s. We'll probably wind up somewhere at the current era, the 2020s, come next summer. But right now, we are looking at the 50s, and today mostly it's the first half of the 50s. We began the lineup with Bud Powell and Get Happy. That was Bud Powell Trio with Curly Russell on bass and Max Roach drums. That was recorded in February of 1950. And then where did we go next? To Miles Davis, Moon Dreams. We had the Miles Davis Nonet. That means there's nine of them. And there was a conductor. The conductor was Günther Schiller, who played the French horn. There was an arranger. You can guess, maybe. That was Gil Evans. And Miles Davis, the young and amazing trumpeter of back in 1950. Was that recorded? Yeah, March of 50. J.J. Johnson on trombone, and tuba was John Barber. Lee Konitz on the alto sax, and Jerry Mulligan on baritone, Al McKibben bass, and Max Roach again on the drums. We're going to hear more from Jerry Mulligan today, too. We're going to hear some Art Blakey, too, in the Jazz Messengers, and we've got Sarah Vaughan. She's on deck. We've got Sarah Vaughan coming up right after Chet Baker. But what were we hearing besides the Nonet? And there was two more things. So third number of that set, Monk, Straight, No Chaser. Thelonious Monk at the piano. Oh, yes. 1951, in the summer of 51, there he was. Sahib Shahab was on alto. Milt Jackson vibes. Al McKibben again on bass. And there is Art Blakey of the Jazz Messengers. He was playing drums. We're going to hear more of Milt Jackson, too, because I think we've got some MJQ, Modern Jazz Quartet, lined up. Yes, we do love the 1950s. But just to have a sort of sample of what was happening, what happened to the big band and so on, we did go from there to, we moved over from the Ken Burns Story of America's Music, 5-CD jazz, wonderful collection there, the whole story. But we are, we're not limited to that, although today I had trouble finding my own five album box set. Where is my collector's history of jazz? You know, if I left it here and anybody found it, okay, collector's history of jazz, I'm not sure, but this came from this unusual piece we heard with all that sort of rock and roll sounding, or how would you put it? It was a very funky little saxophone going on there. I was just about to read to you about it, but I put... Oh, here we go. Bostick. Earl Bostick and his orchestra, January of 51. In fact, it was almost this day. It was the 10th of January in 51. Remember, this is the 9th of January in 2024. Because we were looking at 1924 on the weekend in the Temple Tent Revival. And we were listening to the 20s back in September and the... October for the 20s, and November was the 30s. We looked at the 40s last month, so this was 51. Jimmy Cobb was the drummer there. Earl Bostick, alto sax. Vibes was Gene Red, and piano Clifton Smalls. So, tenor sax, Count Hastings, and... guitar, Rene Hall. So that was Flamingo, which it's credited here to Anderson and Gray. I know that Duke Ellington made a lovely Flamingo because I've got the piano score somewhere at home. Listen, this is Campus and Community Radio 95.9, and we're going to carry on, as we said, with Chet Baker and Sarah Vaughan from... The Chet Baker is from September 52. Sarah Vaughan is laid down April of 54. Familiar piece, can't take that away from me, but maybe less familiar is Walkin' Shoes from Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan here in Little Big Tent. We're here till 1 o'clock today with nothing but 1950s jazz for your listening enlightenment. Thank you.
memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three. Change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
This time you heard from the disc jockey. That would be this one, Old Kits, as opposed to did I cut those off before they were done? I'm looking at these readouts. Well, that's what happens when you throw your headphones on just a moment too late. I just want to remind you, you're listening to Campus and Community 95.9 CKUW.ca, coming to you from Winnipeg, Canada. Streaming live and podcasts. And, well, that reminds me, we have to speak to somebody here about that. The podcast for Little Big Tent and the reminder, where are those anyway? So you can look. Maybe you'll have better luck than I did. We listened to a couple of pieces off the Old Disc Jockey Restored Volume 2. That was Buddy Morrow and his orchestra with Night Train. Something a little more raunchy to follow. Something a little more sensitive. Deep Night from Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Interesting notes here. You can hear me flipping them around. I liked this. It's this is from the notes. This is a CKUA release. And the Old Disc Jockey was John Worthington, or of other names as well. Deep Night is a beautiful example, he writes, of the work of Duke Ellington's trombone trio. And Columbia Records managed to misspell two of the three on the original label. A trio. Well, I don't have the original label, but we enjoyed it from the Old Disc Jockey Restored Volume 2, thanks to CKUA and Buddy Morrow and his orchestra's Night Train. I think Night Train was a big standard hit in the 50s, and this was 1950. It says, Night Train's always credited to Jimmy Forrest by him, but I invite you to compare it, writes John Worthington, to part of Duke Ellington's happy-go-lucky local. Forrest once played in Duke's band. So, okay, Night Train by Jimmy Forrest. But we heard Buddy Morrow and his orchestra. We also heard from the Kem Burns Jazz, The Story of America's Music. We listened to Sarah Vaughan and her trio with They Can't Take That Away From Me. We've only got 21 minutes left, and I've got about 20 minutes of music from... also from this CD set and also from the first half of the 50s. You know, Les McCann passed away at the end of December, December 29th. He was born in the mid-30s, and, well, I've got some Les McCann material on LP, but nothing that goes back as far as that. Apparently, it was late 50s. He won a talent show and got a spot on the Ed Sullivan Show, and, well... his first recording was in 60, so we'll come back next time or the time after that even, because we don't get to the 60s till February. And then we have Fun Drive, so I don't know, 60s, there's a lot to deal with in the 60s, but one of these shows will be a Fun Drive show, so probably a couple of Fun Drive shows for me in February, and that means maybe we'll extend the 60s into March as well. You can really concentrate on that if you have a March break. Ha. Now, we were talking about Sarah Vaughan and They Can't Take That Away From Me. John Malachi on piano. Roy Haynes at the drums with Joe Benjamin on the bass, and that was recorded in April of 54. Before that, Walkin' Shoes with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. Oh, Chico Hamilton was playing the drums that time. And Chet's a trumpeter, Jerry Mulligan... Chet was a trumpeter who lost his teeth, and Jerry Mulligan was a baritone sax player. I got to see Chet Baker. I didn't see Jerry Mulligan live. I don't think so. Chico Hamilton, wow. And that was September 52. Okay, let's talk more music. We're going to wind things up, I guess, with some longer numbers. We've got Horace Silver and Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers with Doodlin'. Also, and that was from November 54. And December 54, we've got the Modern Jazz Quartet with Django. And then we can wrap it up today with Cecil Taylor. We've gone from, Straight No Chaser and Get Happy. Get Happy in particular. We started out in 1950 and we'll stop in 55, almost 6 years later, in fact, with Rick Kickshaw, Cecil Taylor Trio. I don't know if I'll come back. I should come back and talk just to say farewell and thank you. And I'll say thank you right now for listening. And don't forget, tomorrow's Wednesday. Keith Voyage is here with 3 hours of jazz from 10 till 1 on, every Wednesday. That's been going on for a very long while now. So let's hear it for Campus and Community Radio. Have I got this thing? I don't, do I? Ha, ha, ha. Okay, just, I tell you what, folks, here's just a little bit of Blue Train. That was also the 50s, John Coltrane, if we can just make it go in. And then all those things we said we'd have will come right up. Before we come back to Doodlin' and Rick Kickshaw, and what else? We were going to have something in between those. Oh, yeah, Modern Jazz Quartet with Django. We're not going to be able to hear everything of everything because I've just remembered how much I wanted to share something with you from the book. So these are the words of Jeffrey Ward, who helped Ken Burns write the script to go with his film that was made for public TV, and it was a really great series about jazz and the most eventful events and the most significant names and players. And this is what I wanted to tell you, you know, because in December we were listening to the 40s. So I'll just share some of this with you before we go on with those other selections. Jeffrey Ward writes, I got the name right? And this was from, oh God, many years ago now, but Jeffrey C. Ward wrote the script for this Ken Burns jazz, right? So these are his words. Swing provided the background music for World War II. The big bands of Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Gene Krupa, and all the rest did triple duty. They helped to keep the fires burning at home, and they came to represent home for the young Americans serving abroad. And to the people of Nazi-occupied Europe, also came to be seen as symbolic of freedom itself. But during those same years, and mostly in secret because of a wartime recording ban, young musicians, led by Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, developed a new way of playing. Jazz had always involved risk. To create art on the spot, to step forward and express oneself, had meant taking enormous chances. But now, Gillespie and Parker, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, and their cohorts took a still greater gamble. Determined to free the music from what they considered the tyranny of popular taste, to strip it of the trappings of the minstrel past, they tried to build a brave new musical world in which talent, and only talent, would count. The result was bebop. Intricate, fast-paced, demanding. Fast and furious, Gillespie wrote, with the chord changes going this way and that. The jam session became the model. Freewheeling, competitive, demanding. The kind of jazz musicians had always played to entertain themselves after the squares had gone home. And by the time it emerged on recordings like Coco in 45, and that's one that we listened to last time I was in this seat, American popular taste had already begun to undergo a sea change. Jazz seemed to have lost its charm. Dancers were deserting jazz, first for sentimental crooners and rhythm and blues, and eventually for rock and roll and its several offshoots. So we heard some of that transition going on in the plate in the spins today. Some giants of the music, Armstrong, Ellington, Basie, and others, would never lose their loyal following, and we did listen to a calmer Duke Ellington orchestra piece, didn't we? But otherwise, jazz, which had propelled two generations of young Americans onto a dance floor, found itself on its way to being seen as an art music, adventurous and demanding. Music meant for concert halls and nightclubs, not ballrooms. Music intended for aficionados, not just ordinary people. Infused with the every musician for himself spirit of the jam session, aligned not with the American mainstream, but with the growing counterculture for which commercial success was evidence of corruption, selling out. And no one could have foreseen all that. So for the last 15 minutes, and this is Blue Train and John Coltrane in the background playing just the result of everything we were speaking about there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to a little bit of information from the station and information from me, old kids, about jazz in the 40s and 50s. I haven't been doing a lot of talking in this limited edition series of Little Big Tent, but I'm letting the music tell the story. So here we go with Doodlin', and then Django, and part of Rick Kick Shaw to finish off today's Little Big Tent. There's 13 minutes to go. It's going to be all music. Thanks for being here. It's 13 minutes to one. The show coming up after this. Stay tuned for... where did it go? It's got a name. Right. The name escapes me, but I'm going to just let the music take us out. So long. I'll be back with some Little Big Tent replays coming up in just under 2 weeks' time. Not this coming weekend, the one after that. And we'll be revisiting the 30s and 20s, but... next time I'm here at lunchtime, 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock on Tuesday. That'll be 2 weeks from today with more of the 1950s. So hope you can come back then. It's a great decade. Doodlin', Horace Silver and the Jazz Messengers. Well, we're not going to go out with Cecil Taylor after all, you know. We're going to have the Messengers and Horace Silver, and then we're going to have John Lewis and Milt Jackson and Percy Heath and Kenny Clarke. That they are the modern jazz quartet. And I think we can begin when I come back in 2 weeks. We'll pick up where we left off, and we'll launch into 1955 at that time with Cecil Taylor. But we'll just finish off today with... Django, which we said was 19, we might not have said it, 1954, December 23rd of 54. What a great day that was. And this version of Doodlin' with Horace at the piano and Hank Mobley on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Art Blakey is your drummer, Doug Watkins bass. Right. So much jamming. Well, the powerful Art Blakey gave shape and excitement to any piece of music. I'm reading from the notes here. 1954. Turn them up. And we'll save Cecil Taylor for 2 weeks from today. See you then. Hope you can make it. Thank you.